Hello, my name is Stephen Chubb, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pawley, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Meter Matters. What do I mean by that? Well, if we think back to the very olden days of photography, say in the 30s and earlier, there were no such thing really, as in terms of everyday use, as photographic light meters. I mean, they existed, but they were very primitive and not something that most photographers used because they weren't accurate. And as a result, most photographers base their exposures on experience of looking at light in a particular scene, and also an intimate working knowledge of their materials, their films, their plates, their papers, and chemistry. And if you look at the photographs made from that period, there's some fantastic work. And it's amazing it wasn't done using, you know, advanced multi-segment matrix metering. It was done using the brain. It was done using an ability of experience, of looking at scenes, and building a knowledge base from trial and error. And in around the 1940s, you started getting the introduction of handheld meters. These are meters, reflective meters, incident meters, spot meters. But handheld meters started being used by photographers to help determine their exposures. And over time, the meters got much more accurate and much more consistent. And really, by probably the 70s, very few photographers shot, you know, quote unquote, from the hip. They would take a meter reading in order to, you know, be sure that their exposure was going to be correct. Then comes like around, I'm going to say the 90s. And all of a sudden, in-camera meters, I think, all of a sudden tip in the favor of what photographers are going to use. That's not to say that people still don't buy, use, and people don't make handheld meters, but somewhere in the 90s, I think that matrix metering and the in-camera SLR meters became good enough that most people said, geez, you know, this gives me everything I need. I'll save my handheld meter for those special situations, but I'm going to trust the in-camera meter for most works. And now if you add another decade onto that, you know, in 2008, if I sit back and I think about conversations that I've had with students in the last year, what I realize is that something's been lost. And what's been lost is an understanding of light. When you rely solely upon your in-camera meter to tell you what your exposure is going to be, you are missing out on a lot of possibilities and the greater potential of photography in terms of expressive dynamic range in a final print. And I find that a lot of that's lost because we now trust our cameras to give us the correct exposure. This is silly, by the way, because all meters, no matter how sophisticated they are, do one thing at the end of the day. They're going to show you 18% reflective gray. That's it. Meters are dumb. They do one thing, and they don't always do it well. You know, they hit 80%, but they don't hit 100%. And as a result, I'm going to throw out a proposal. My proposal is, why not break out your spot meter? Why not break out a handheld meter? Why not, you know, go buy yourself a used spot meter for, you know, $100 on eBay or something, and start to build that visual knowledge of what luminance values look like in your mind. That's the ultimate computer. You know, sit back, meter a scene with a spot meter, calculate what you feel the exposure is, and then pull out your digital camera or your film camera and look through it and see what its meter says. A lot of times, they'll be very similar. A lot of times, they won't. But no matter what, at the end of the day, you'll have a better understanding of luminance values and what's really going on with your materials. Another thing that you can do with these handheld meters is you can begin to hone in and sort of control more in a finer way your capture materials, whether it's a digital sensor, whether it is film, but you can start to hone in on what the dynamic range and tonality of that material is in a way that you can't if you're just blindly trusting your in-camera meter. Now, you'll notice that with this audio blog, I've posted two example photographs. They were both shot on Fomapan Creative 200, processed in PMK, which is a combination that I absolutely love. And the photograph, and they were shot with a Leica M7 using a 50mm f1.4 Sumalux lens. If you look at the image on the left, you'll notice that the background, or the far side of the hill, is very dark and lacks any great detail. That was shot using the in-camera M7 meter. Now, if you look at the image to the right, you'll notice that the background has beautiful, full, rich textural detail, and the foreground lacks nothing in detail as well. That was made using a handheld spot meter, where I actually set the shadow detail where I wanted it and made sure the highlight detail would still fall within my dynamic range that I've determined for that particular film. However, I really didn't even need the spot meter. I knew when looking through the scene with the M7 meter that the M7 meter was going to absolutely blow it and that I was not going to have any shadow detail, and I knew what the exposure compensation had to be. So, and how did I know that? I know that because I've worked with a spot meter for so many years and I have a visual knowledge base of looking at scenes and sort of understanding what the contrast range is and what's going to be a necessary exposure to capture full detail. Additionally, I know my camera. I know what it's going to do well and what it's not going to do well. And this is a situation, because of all the bright white snow in the foreground, the in-camera meter was going to get fooled. However, my spot meter wasn't, because my spot meter is using, you know, my brain and my experience in order to calculate the final exposure. So break out the meter. Break out, you know, a handheld meter, a spot meter. Buy yourself a book on proper metering. Take a class in the zone system. Whatever. But do whatever it takes to start to think about light and to start to refine your ability to look at light and sort of judge the exposure correctly yourself. I think what you'll find is that when you're working with your digital SLR cameras, that this type of knowledge will only make your photographs and your exposures better. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.